everyone on Audio Boom. Caitlin here with a confusing, it's New Year's Eve day, if that makes any sense. It's December the 31st, the last day of 2015, and frankly, I am so glad that this year is almost over. It's been so crazy. I know I did a year in review host, a couple boos ago, even though it was on my Droid and it was rather skippy, and I don't feel like re-recording it or recapping it. But it was a crazy year. So I'll be so glad to start a new year and look forward to new and different things in 2016. It's gonna be pretty quiet for me, the same way Christmas was. I have no plans. I don't know anybody who has plans or who can drive me to where there are plans. So just gonna stay at home, eat pizza, and just stay warm and cozy. Let's see. So I guess the biggest, news as of late, I thought I mentioned this over the Audio Boom posts that I did around Christmas, but maybe I didn't, and I just had a brain fart, but I have basically excommunicated, at least on social media, from those people who claim to call themselves my family. They're only technically relatives, stepwise, through, when my dad married, my stepmom, who was the mom who raised me. But now that all the kind of iconic and important and prodigal figures of the family have passed away, especially my granny and my mom, the family just sort of, stuck to their own immediate little clusters and their own immediate little worlds, and, didn't give two shits about either my dad or myself. Wanted to check on me when they found out that my dad had passed, just to make sure that I wasn't alone and that I was at least still alive and well, but that's all they kind of ever do, is check on me to see if I'm alive. And then I check on them to see if they're alive. And that's not really interaction of what a true family should be. They excluded me from Christmas. They've excluded me from a lot of other plans. They've, gave me false hope about birthdays and other occasions. So I wheedled them out, and I figure, social media is social media. It's online, it's virtual, it's through computers, and through, tapping on a touchscreen. So if they really want to get in touch with me, either call me on the phone if they know my number, or some of the family know where I live so they can come over here. If they're like really freaked out that they haven't heard from me, they can just come over and do an old-fashioned visit and really prove themselves. But I doubt they're even going to do that. So I'm left with the gratitude for the handful of friends that I do have that actually check up on me and care and really, know how I'm doing and know what my needs are and are there for support, as well as all the new acquaintances I'm making through support groups and email lists and what have you. And I'm also grateful for, I had my second session with the Psycho the Rapist yesterday, and that went very well. I basically told her everything about my family and how it left me feeling, I was dealing with kind of old, I guess, mental programming, you could call it, or those, what they call the old loop tapes that kind of play in your head that you have to find a way to stop, and, just telling me, or trying to tell me, like, I mean nothing to no one, I'm an outcast, I'm the reject, blah, 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 blah. But then I thought, I said, can I name at least five people that I really truly mean something to, and I could, so, you know, that stopped that right away. And, you know, I told her that writing is very therapeutic for me, and that, but that I'm always either getting writer's block or not keeping up that well with a journal. And, she says, how long's it been since you've done a free write and just kind of dumped your thoughts out? And, so I did one of those last night and, got a lot out and, shared it. You know, I emailed it to her as well as a poem that I wrote last month. But I also am open enough to where I shared the poem to the true friends that are left on Facebook, because I know I have a few that appreciate my poetry. And, you know, to the email support lists. Now, the really interesting thing, speaking of friendships and how they turn and things I'm learning in therapy, like setting boundaries and such, I, you know, opened up each and every one of my feelings, both positive and negative, about, you know, how much I miss, you know, at least the positive parts of the friendship aspect of, you know, being in contact with Jason, and that, you know, I said, I'm definitely through with him romantically. I'm not gonna put up with his bullshit any longer, but I really miss, you know, the friendship that we had and the creativity that we shared and all kinds of other stuff. And I said, well, I'm really wanting to contact him, but I don't want to betray the trust of my other friends, you know, who are looking out for my safety and say, like, don't even contact him for anything at all. And, you know, I said, I understand why they're trying to keep me safe, because they don't want to see me get hurt again, and I don't want to see me get hurt again. But my therapist actually, you know, and she even said that she would help me work on, you know, boundary work if I needed to, but when I told her all of the, you know, the 8 years that Jason and I had shared off and on, and the good times as well as the bad, I mean, she took the bad into consideration. I could tell that she did. But she also said, there's enough good that if I set the proper boundaries, you know, I could have a successful friendship again. And, you know, really that was one of the flaws of both of us, is that we could never set proper boundaries, and I feel confident that I can, and, you know, if he can't, then he's gotta go. Again, you know, he's gotta quit doing this shit, but, if he can, then I get my friend back, and I get my goofy inside joke buddy that gets all my Yu-Gi-Oh jokes and my Charmed references and, you know, all of that geeky, nerdy, goofy, weird stuff. I mean, some other friends of mine get it too, but, I mean, we had, like, 8 years of inside jokes that, like, even somebody that was vaguely around us would be like, what are you guys on? Are you high or something? So, I'm going to proceed cautiously. I'm going to, you know, little by little, do, you know, what I can do, and then get feedback from my therapist and from others who support me. You know, that way I don't end up getting hurt, and I have them to fall back on so that I go the right direction and that I do the right thing, at least, you know, if nothing else, then to find some closure with Jason, at least, you know. And, speaking of closure, I think this boo is getting to be a bit lengthy, and I don't want to get cut off, because the neat thing about recording with Goldwave is you can actually say, I only have 10 minutes to record, and set up a 10-minute file. So I'm going to quit flapping my yap, I'm going to publish this boo, and I hope you all have a wonderful New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, however you celebrate and however you ring in the New Year.